He was a 16-year-old boy, and he lived in small-town Nebraska. And in small-town Nebraska, when you're 16 years old, only two things matter: pickups and hunting. And he loved to hunt. The only problem was he came from a relatively poor family. They didn't have a lot of money to throw at him to buy fancy guns and boots and all this other stuff. So he'd have to make do with what he was able to earn. And he was a hard-working boy. So he made money mowing lawns and shoveling snow and painting houses and doing all those odd job type of things. And finally, he had enough money to buy a gun. It wasn't going to be a Remington 870 or a Winchester or a Browning like all of his rich friends had. It was going to be a Stevens single shot 16 gauge shotgun. Nonetheless, it was his shotgun, and it was a new shotgun. So he took it out, put it in his 1959 Ford, which had a 390 engine in it and three on the tree. Again, not the fanciest car around, but this car could scoot. And he took a box of shells and he went out into the country and test fired his gun. And he liked it. He thought he was going to be just fine with it. But as the season wore on, he and his two friends, who always hunted together, weren't having very good luck. So they thought, well, maybe we need a dog. Because they were walking through these idle acre fields and tripping over the brush, and the pheasants were sneaking around underneath, and they never saw them until they were either right on top of them and tripped over one of them, or the pheasants reached the end of the field and all of a sudden they filled the skies like a bunch of migrating robins. So he thought about it for a minute and he said, you know, I might have a solution here. I've got a dog. They looked at him and they laughed and they went about their business, but he was serious. He wasn't going to buy a dog because a hunting dog was way too much money for him. But he did have his dog. So he went home, and the next morning he came down. It was Saturday and he was going to go hunting. He looked around and there was his dog under the kitchen table. So he went over, picked the dog up, went out to the car, put the dog in the car, got his gun and his shells and boots and put them in the car. He changed his shoes to his boots, and off to the countryside they went. He was by himself today because he wasn't really too confident in his decision. Nonetheless, he took the dog out of the car, and into the idle acres they went. The dog's name was Penny, and in late fall in Nebraska, the idle acres are tall weeds that are actually bent over. And it's kind of tough to walk in, let alone see a pheasant sneaking around in it. So he thought, well, let's just see what she does. So Penny, being a loyal dog, marched right along his side through most of the field. Then all of a sudden her tail went up. She looked, she sniffed, she bounded out ahead of him a little bit and stopped. There she was. She was pointing. No, this wasn't a lab pointing, nor was it a Springer pointing. Nor was it an Irish setter pointing. This was a Scotty pointing. Penny was a little Scotty house dog, and short fur on the top and long cut fur on the bottom and the paws and the mustache and the tail. They were already pretty well covered in cockleburrs. But she looked at this spot, and then she marched a little bit to the left and looked at it again, and a little bit to the right, looked at it again. And he finally walked up there and stepped right behind her, and boom, this pheasant jumped into the air, squawking and everything else, and it was a rooster. And he kind of scared both of them. So he pulled up the 16 gauge, bam, he missed. The dog jumped up in the air, ran away, scared to death of the gun, ran to the ditch, down the ditch he went, and he didn't see her again. She was gone. So he didn't know what to do. He went home finally, and he was sitting outside with his gun and his boots, and he was changing back into his shoes, and his mom comes out and says, Have you seen Penny? I haven't seen her all afternoon. So the kid kind of shakes his head. She looks around and wipes her hands on the kitchen towel and goes back inside. And he said, oh my God, what have I done? Where's my poor dog? Did the coyotes get him or what? Then he heard the bark. And around the corner came this smelly, wet, muddy Scotty covered in cockleburs. And he thought, geez, I got to get this dog cleaned up real fast. But he didn't have time. The door opened again, and there stood his mom. What have you done to that dog? Look, it's just covered in mud and weeds and cockleburs. Look, he's hurt. She's hurt bad. So you cleaned that dog up. You took that dog hunting, didn't you? He said, yes, I did, Mom. Well, you get that dog cleaned up. You get all those cockleburs out, and you get her back inside this very minute, and your hunting days are over this year, she told the boy. He knew it. He deserved to be punished. So he gave the dog a bath and then carefully picked out all the cockleburs. And he wiped her dry, put her back in the house. Penny immediately ran for the kitchen table and went underneath. He walked in and he said, I'm sorry, Mom, I didn't tell you the truth. I was just trying to see if she'd be a good hunting dog. My friends have all these expensive dogs and guns and everything else, and I'm trying to make do with what I have, she says. Well, I understand that, but this is not a hunting dog. She's my house dog. You're just going to have to work harder, save the money, and if you want a hunting dog, you're going to have to buy it. So he knew that was the right answer, and for the rest of that season, he didn't have a dog. And every time he came down with his gun and his hunting boots and his shells and his vest, his dog Penny ran and hid under the couch. You have a great day. Bye.